is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Your enemies, your footstool. I'm going to give you a revelation on that. Until I make your enemies your footstool.
Amen.
I can see some of us, we have footstools at home. I don't know what they call them, but you got a lazy boy. You get home and that my wife said, one of our couches got my print in it. I said, that ain't my print. It probably is. But you know, when you got a footstool, you pull some up and you put your feet up. Let all the, you know, circulation of you, you're relaxing. Lord said, I'm going to make your enemies sit here until I make your enemies your footstool, a place where you set your feet.
Amen. Amen.
Enemy has no right in your mind, in your head.
Amen.
Not no right putting no burdens on your shoulders. Amen. Got no right in your body. Amen. The place he belongs is under your feet as your footstool. Amen. You know, in the NBA, if somebody dunks on somebody and they fall and they walk over them, that's fighting word. They ready to fight. That's the ultimate shame. Kings in the Old Testament, when they were in a battle, they would put their foot on the neck of a king.
Amen.
You don't even like people putting their feet on you. Maybe little ones. You know, somebody put their, get your feet off me. You think this is? You don't even know me. You ready to fight, right? Isaiah 66 and 1. Now keep in mind footstool. Isaiah 66 and 1. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? There's that word footstool again. Heaven is the throne. Earth is the footstool. Matthew 5:35. Nor by the earth, for it is his footstool. Neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor by the earth, for the earth is the Lord's footstool. Now, he said to Jesus, sit thou here on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Acts chapter 2, verse 35. I just want to drive this concept of footstool into your thinking patterns. He says here, until I make your foes your footstool. So God, the Father's on a mission to make every enemy of Jesus a footstool.
Amen.
Acts chapter 7, verse 49. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Okay, I want to just get that picture of a footstool to you. A footstool represents the earth. Heaven is the throne. Earth is the footstool. Christ is waiting until his enemies are brought down to the earth and made his footstool.
Amen.
See, right now the enemy occupies not the third heaven where God is, not at all. The accuser's been cast out of there. But he does occupy this other heavenly realm, the spiritual realm, where time is not confining him.
Amen.
Let me go with me real quick to Job. Job chapter 1 verse 6. I'll just throw this one in there. The footstool represents the earth. Christ is waiting. Now remember the Lord said in the book of Acts that the heavens retain him until the restoration of all things.
Amen.
The Father says, sit here until I make your enemies your footstool. And he said, I'm going to strike through the kings. Through Zion. That's how I'll strike. That's what I'm going to do. That's my instrument. You sit. You've completed. Your work is finished. But there's an ecclesia. There's a body. There's a church. There are those who have received the incorruptible seed that will drive it to finish. Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. He left, but he left us with the same charge. To continue to destroy the works of the devil. Job chapter 1 verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God, the angels, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. You just pause there. Satan had access back then. He said, where are you coming from? He said, from walking to and fro in the earth and up and down in the earth. Amen. He had defeated man. The sacrifice hadn't been paid as yet. So he had access. So he knew where the sole of his feet tread, he could lay claim on it.
Amen.
Where are you coming from? From walking up and down in the earth. To and fro in it, laying claim.
Yes.
This is going to be my nation. That's going to be my nation. I'm going to plant my seed here. I'm going to plant my seed there. But little did he know that God had already planted a seed. No matter how he tried to destroy it, it was the Dabar word. It was going to go to fruition and completion. And you know what? We are a fruit of that seed. Tell someone that seed is in me. Come on, if you are born again, you are born again of an incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. This thing is not just a happenstance or a fly-by-night. Or a drive-by. No, this is forever. As a matter of fact, this light's going to get brighter and brighter. He that hath clean hands, Job 17:9 says, the righteous shall hold to his way. And he that hath clean hands, tell somebody, keep your hands clean. That has to do with your work. Don't do dirty work. Don't get stuff under the table. Stop all the crookedness. Keep your hands clean. He that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Job 17:9. There it is right there. The righteous shall also hold on his way. He that has clean hands. Stop taking bribes. Stop taking shortcuts. Stop cheating. Stop stealing. Keep your hands clean. You'll be stronger and stronger. Christ is steadily working through the church. Church is not a church word. It's a political word.
Amen.
So stop being so churchy.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, we are here. I said last week, we are here to be fueled up.
Yes.
Some of us came in on empty.
Yes.
But you're about halfway full now.
Amen.
Some of us need to recharge our electric car. Some got diesel in here.
Amen.
There's a diesel right there.
Amen.
That diesel take you all the way across the country when you fill it up.
Amen.
But what? We came to get charged up to do what? Go into the world.
Amen.
Go into your domain.
Yes,
go in lion's den. Go among the evil ones. We're not here trying to hide out. No, we're here to get fueled up. We're here to be instructed. We're here to be strengthened so that we can go out there and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. When they wonder is how you look so young. What is that that's keeping you? How is it you have all this joy all the time? How come you got peace when everybody else worried about everything? You can tell them, well, I serve a God. Amen. That has no respect of persons. I'd like to introduce you to him if you're interested. Amen. Let your light so shine among men that they may see. So that's why we get fueled up. That's why you need to open your big mouth up in here so God can fill you up. So God can regulate your mind. So he can bring things back into perspective. The devil is a lie. He's under our feet. Some of us didn't come in here with that. But see, you're free now. You got to be like that cherub.
Amen.
It's like a motion detector.
Amen.
You look over here, but you hear a motion to take over. You look up at the screen, you see something over at the back door. Hey, get away from there. You ain't letting me in no kind of way. That has to do with rejoicing. I said that has to do with rejoicing. People get too deep on God. There's a time to be deep. But there's a time to rejoice. And we need to discern those times. When praises are going up, get in the water while the water is troubled. I don't care what the burden is. That's why you got to be mentally tough. I know this for a fact, even with myself, when I'm going through the most is when I got to praise the most. When it's the heaviest, I got to fight it the most. You can't just bow down and give in. No, you got to come back with some comeback. Let the devil know, no, he that is in me is greater. Amen. You got to lose your mind and take on his mind, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. There's stuff we despise, but that ain't gonna stop me from praising God. There's stuff people do that ain't gonna stop me from praising God. Don't you let somebody get between you and your God. Christ is steadily working through the church, his body, to remove Satan from the heavenlies. The first installment is done. It's up to the ecclesia, the body now. Give me Isaiah chapter 34. Isaiah 34 verse 4 and 5. And then Isaiah 49:2. I got to show you this footstool thing, and then we'll be finished. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heaven shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their host, amen, shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. Amen. The host. I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself for the sake of time, because I got to get a point to you. In Isaiah chapter 14. Go there, Isaiah 14, and start at verse number 12. We see the literal fall of Lucifer, from Lucifer to Satan. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my, now I want to key in on this verse right here, on this portion. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The stars of God. If you look up that word, you'll find there's a part of that definition that says stars are princes. So we see already that Satan was not the number one. He said, I will exalt my throne above the other stars. He was a worship leader. But he was not the number one. He was not the guy. He had a lot going on. But he said, I'll exalt my throne above the other stars, the other princes. He's a prince himself. All the other angels are princes.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
I want to sing of your love. I want to sing.